Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Hey, let yourself enjoy this, Royals fans. You stayed up, you grinded through it, you enjoy W's like this. You better. It's been tough to come by in offensive performance like this so far in 2025. So when it happens, man, celebrate. We can talk big picture if you want, but let's celebrate this one. Royals now 17-0 when they score six runs or more. That's what they did tonight. They take game two in Seattle and did so in the only fashion I think anybody wanted to see. Now, of course, beggars can't be choosers. We were starving for a victory, so I guess we would have accepted a W in any particular fashion, but to do it this way, man, it had to be this way. It had to be led by those dudes in that aspect of the team. Phone lines are open for you if you want to talk about it. Phone number, the text line number, it's all there for you. It's all wide open. The number is 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals 6, Mariners 3. And you knew it came down to the offense. If you were listening to the On Deck show today, no matter what you wanted to talk about, big picture, small picture, micro, macro, next season, tonight's game, no matter what you wanted to talk about, it started with the offense. If the Royals were going to win this game tonight, it was going to be because of the offense. Right, there was nothing that Michael Lorenzen did in the month of June that led you to believe he was going to be the reason why you walked away victorious. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say anything negative about the 4 2/3 innings of three-run baseball that Lorenzen was able to provide. As a matter of fact, Lorenzen, back-to-back starts without issuing a walk. First time he's ever done that in his entire career. Tonight was his 110th start. Back-to-back, no-walk games, first time ever. So listen, I have nothing negative to say about Michael Lorenzen, but he wasn't the reason why you won, and you knew he wouldn't be the reason why. Going opposite Emerson Hancock, the Royals needed to put up some offense and do so early, and that's exactly what happened. There's just no way around it. In a game like this, a pitching matchup like this, a road trip like this, I would have taken a win anyway. I would have cheated. I would have lied. I would have stolen a win. I would have done anything to walk away victorious. But what we all wanted to see tonight was this. An offensive performance led by the four guys that were supposed to be leading this thing all season long. And they haven't. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, India. The four guys that have been discussed as the top four hitters in the lineup since December. It's been mapped out since the moment that Brady Singer trade was finalized. India's numbers are down across the board. Bobby's still outstanding, but last year he was one of the five best offensive players in the sport. This year he's top 40. Pretty big drop-off. Last year, Salvi was the 15th best hitter in the sport when it came to hitting with runners in scoring position. This season, he was 115th. 115th in all of Major League Baseball. That's brutal. Vinny Pasquantino was one of the 20 best last year. This year, he's been one of the 20 worst. So we could talk about the offense all you want. But the offensive struggles begin with those four. Those four needed someone last year to come alongside, help me out. Man, they would have loved to have a Michael Garcia or the power stroke of a Jack Caglione. Well, they have it now. And they haven't been able to hold up their end of the bargain. Well, they did tonight. India, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi combined to go 7-for-17. 2 walks, 4 runs scored, 3 runs driven in. Salvi bringing great aggression, great energy, great hustle on the base pass. Bobby doing everything, a single, a double, a stolen base, and a pair of runs scored. Vinny on base twice, also robbed a couple of times out there. And Jonathan India doing exactly what a leadoff hitter is supposed to do, set the table, set the tone early on. He did just that with his leadoff double, got a fastball in the middle to start the game. Now, fell behind in the count 0-2, but gets an 0-2 heater in the middle of the dish, and he bounces it off the wall, or over the wall, I should say, bounces it over the wall in right center field for a leadoff double. So the offense did what we've been waiting for them to do. Now, we wait for them to do it again. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Quick shout out to Matt Quatrero and the bullpen. Q calls on the right names, and those names executes the opportunity. Right. John Schreiber, Angel Zerpa, Lucas Erceg, Steven Cruz, Carlos Estevez, these guys have all received plenty of opportunities, and for the most part, they've delivered. They've been able to execute, and they certainly did tonight. 4 2/3 innings of one hit relief combined between the five. Steven Cruz, as impressive as ever. Carlos Estevez, save number 23, second most in all of Major League Baseball. But those three outs from Lucas Erceg in the seventh inning may just have been tonight's cool play of the game. We'll dive into that Erceg fireman job there in the seventh inning, but I want to hear from you first. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals pick up win number 40 on the season. They still sit 6 games below .500. Let's go to Raj out in the Ozarks. Raj, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Vern? Thanks for burning the midnight oil with me tonight.
Happy to do it. Hoping that the boys can make tonight matter. Exactly what we were saying when they took a game from the Dodgers. Great job. Now make it matter by doing it again. So now I can't wait for tomorrow night's game to see if they can do it again.
I can't either. It's just an odd night all the way around tonight. And what a complete game by the Royals. And I tell you what, we had a couple of girls from Missouri playing in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup. Haunting Frankie's dad was listening to the game with me. They're moving a dock about 17 miles tonight under a half moon. And, you know, no boats, no wind. That's when they do it. It's real easy. Pick up some extra cash. But, gosh, we were Ursay in the seventh inning. 3-0. No outs. 2 on.
Game over. They're going to lose the
Golly.
Game.
Golly. Vern, that's why I listen to baseball right there.
Yeah.
Back, man, you talk about on an island, back against the wall, and the man came through, and everything went right, and Q pulled the right trigger. It was funny, Vern. So I came back up and you know, watching the bootleg game and listening on the radio. I got no sound on that TV. And I want you to remember something. If this is the night that changes everything, the trajectory of the Royals – You know that gal that gets on the unicycle like at Allen Fieldhouse during the basketball games with all the
Red Panda. Yeah, Red
Panda. Red Panda tonight. Yeah. Okay, so Red Panda's on there, and I've got no sound on that bootleg internet game I'm watching with the two Missouri girls, the Indiana Fever and Minnesota. Red Panda crashes at the start. We score a couple runs, and Red Panda crashes right at the start of the halftime show, and they cut away from it. So you just remember
to Kauffman Stadium, yeah.
If this changes their trajectory of anything, it's the night that Red Panda crashed.
I love
broke
it.
Broke her wrist. But
no,
hey,
I don't
Vern,
love
loved
that.
Your
no,
show. Okay. I got a goodie bag from some of the people down here along the water. I'm going to try to get up there and see you during the Pirates game.
Nice. Well, I look forward to it, Raj.
Appreciate
travel
you
safe.
A ton, buddy. You know, a great show every night. Win or lose, you do a great job. Thank you so much.
Well,
bye.
It's my pleasure. Yeah, thank you. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let me quickly lay it out if you missed it. Seventh inning, bottom of the seventh inning, Royals up 5-3. Angel Zerpa, who helped get John Schreiber out of a huge jam in the sixth inning with an inning-ending double play, Zerpa's back out for the seventh. He walks the first batter that he faces. Terrible, right? So the tying run now comes to the dish, and all of a sudden, Zerpa's getting squeezed. Okay, ball one, that's fine. But then Zerpa's just painting. I mean, it's on the black. I guess maybe a couple of them were borderline. But man, Zerpa really got ripped off. But nonetheless, he walks another batter. So back-to-back walks to start that bottom of the seventh inning. So now the tying run is on first base. The nine-hitter, Cole Young, steps up to the dish. Matt Quatrero says no more with the lefty, even though a lefty is at the plate. He goes to the bullpen and brings in Lucas Urseg. Urseg, as Raj pointed out, fell behind Cole Young 3-0. So first and second, nobody out, two-run lead, and Urseg's behind in the count 3-0. He gets the automatic, a fastball right down the heart of the dish. And then he got Young to ground out, a 4-6-3 double play. Nick Lofton at second base looked like he was going to fumble it for a second, but he makes a pitch to Bobby, and Bobby uncorks just a missile to first base. So a 4-6-3 double play, man on third with two outs. Leadoff hitter J.P. Crawford steps to the dish, strike one, strike two. You got to expand. He does, and he grounds out to Lofton at second base, and the fire is put out by Lucas Urseg, who now has that ERA back below two, an ERA of 1.99 across 32 appearances. That seventh inning, that whole performance from Lucas Urseg was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. So after Urseg gets out of the jam in the seventh inning, the Royals score another run in the ninth, and that's how we arrive at our final score, Royals 6, Mariners 3. Let's go to Rob in South Kansas City. Rob, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for having me on. I'm in beautiful South KC in my garage. It's a beautiful night in Kansas City. Love listening to your show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to follow up with a couple of things. One, watching Zerpa get squeezed there, it just infuriated me, man. I mean, we saw Bobby in the bottom of the ninth against the Dodgers get squeezed really bad. We saw him in
Bobby
the first
did in the first inning of this game, too. But, yeah, go ahead.
Correct. I was about to say, and in the first inning of this game with the same home plate umpire, he got squeezed right there. I'm a fan of Q, but there's a certain point where manager's got to pop his top and just get thrown out of the freaking game. This team, I like all the guys on the team. I don't want to see anybody get traded, but there's a certain point where you just have to see something there. From Q, from a player. I don't know. Bobby's not that guy. Like, he doesn't do that. I respect him for it. But if you want to juxtapose what you saw for Bobby in the ninth of the Dodgers game, first of this game, versus what you saw Serpa, I mean, that was like strike five. Come on. Yeah. Somebody's got to get lit. I got problems with that. And that's the problem I've had with this team. I love this team. That's one point. Two, Vern, you're a communications guy. You're on the radio. I don't like some of the discourse I've heard around, like, the local media about this team being a seller. I agree. I think we should be selling. But we're not sellers. We're offerers. Three, I've heard Michael Garcia's name be thrown into that mix. I think that's insanity. This is a guy you've got player control over for a whole lot of years. Mm-hmm. He's playing at a high level. He is that red ass. We've seen him start a riot in a game before. We've seen him in the playoffs get into it with the Yankees. He's the exact player.
I mean, he didn't do anything other than get sunned by Anthony Volpe, but...
What's that?
I mean, I said he didn't really do anything other than get sunned by Anthony Volpe. We haven't really seen that red ass. I mean, the only time you see a red ass from Michael Garcia is when he's taking it out on his helmet or his bat. Listen, the only time I think Michael's name is brought up when it comes to selling is if you're really talking about selling. Because you just said it, Rob. You're okay with it. Well, you know,
no, I'm
Lugo,
not.
I'm saying Lugo, Lorenzen, Canna, those expiring contracts, that to me doesn't count as selling. And I think that's what's been widely embraced on the radio and among the media. True selling is Michael, is Vinny, it's Estevez, it's Bubich. And I don't think that's been truly welcomed by the fan base or many in the media just yet.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get too far into semantics. I've heard Michael's name in there, but my own personal view is that Michael is a guy that brings a little bit of juice to the field.
Who wants to move him? Who have you said? Who have you heard say they want to move?
You want
Michael?
Me to name names in the media?
No, I'm just asking. Yeah, I'm interested. I'm just naturally curious.
I'll give you names. I've heard Seren Petro. I've heard Randy
that
Zarely.
He wants to move Michael. Not just
no,
floating
I'm not
out the idea.
I'm not saying want to move. I'm just saying, hey, he's there, and you
well,
should
yeah.
be
well,
listening.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I agree. You should listen to everybody except for Bobby and Kags. That's the market you're in. You can't keep everybody just because you like them. You need to always massage that roster in Kansas City.
If somebody wants to give you a quarter of their top prospect for Michael Garcia because he's having a great year, then fine. But in the realistic world that we're talking about, like, let's be honest, the left side of that infield is bedrock for this organization. And the local media, to me, like, throwing Michael's name in there, it's just crazy. Anyway, love the game tonight, man. It's a beautiful night in KC. Thanks
well, Rob, let me ask you this real quick. Who else would you say is untouchable? Bobby, Michael, and who else?
Oh, I think you got it, Jack. Okay. And then, frankly, well, Salvi, because we're not going to get the return that he fits on our team better. But, I mean, like, Michael should be on that same, just basically about that same line almost as Bobby. I'm
that's
not
fine.
Really,
yeah,
but,
no. Hey, listen. He's a guy that's hitting .309 that can play shortstop and comes through in big situations. I get what you're talking about. You're right.
And he's got player control to the hilt. And I keep hearing media pundits around Kansas City mention him as if it's like give me a
break.
He's
just one of the few guys that actually has their stock as high as it's ever been, right? They got a lot of guys that aren't even worth talking about because their stock's so low.
Well, that's true. And Michael is exceptionally high. My own personal view is that Michael Garcia in Q is wise to give him the Escobar treatment. You know, it was Alcides Escobar must play because we're going to need him 2-3 years from now. Michael Garcia must play because we're going to need him 3 years from now.
No, you need him right now. He is playing every single day. Rob, I appreciate the phone call. He's hitting .309, sixth best in Major League Baseball. There's no doubt. Yeah, listen, he's been one of the 30 best players in Major League Baseball this season, 30, 40 best players in all of Major League Baseball. Yeah, there's no doubt he should be there playing in the All-Star game in 2 weeks. Will he be? I don't know. He should be, but a lot of guys should be. Royals are 6 games below .500. They don't necessarily deserve anything with that type of a record. Hey, great conversation, Rob. I appreciate it. We're late for a break, so we'll do that now and get back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Fastball stroke, high in the air, deep right center field. Rodriguez is at the fence. He leaps. It's off the wall. Wynn scores from third. Pasquantino hustles to third. And Salvi's in his second with a double. Pasquantino's trying to score. Throw home. He's safe. A barrel roll across the plate and a fist pump from Vinny Pasquantino. It's a two-run double, and the Royals lead 5-1 in the top of the fifth inning.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Salvi pounds a 95-mile-per-hour heater from the right-hander Emerson Hancock. It's there in the fifth inning with two on and one out. Salvi's second pitch, he seizes that piece of cheese at the top of the zone. He smashes it to the right center field gap. Misread by Julio Rodriguez, who had a pretty bumpy fifth inning, and the Royals made him pay for it. That made it 5-1 Kansas City. They would go on to win this thing 6-3, snapping quite the skid in Seattle. Royals had lost 9 of the previous 10 at T-Mobile Park. Not tonight. The win goes to Lucas Erceg, the save to Carlos Estevez, but the guaranteed foods player of the game is the captain, Salvador Perez. 3-for-5 tonight, the two-run double in the fifth, a two-out double in the seventh, and a two-out RBI single in the ninth inning. Salvi, for being named player of the game, will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll include a shrimp cocktail, a gourmet filet mignon, a twice-baked potato with cheddar cheese, some asparagus spears. Ooh, oh yeah, that gourmet turtle cheesecake too. Oh, Salvi's going to love it. The whole family's going to love it. It's going to be delivered to the Perez's home from Guaranteed Food. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Salvador Perez. And I see Dan and KCK on the text line congratulating Salvi, because with that two-run double there in the fifth inning, he passed former teammate Alex Gordon on the franchise's all-time hits leaderboard. Salvi now sits alone, sixth most in franchise history. And with his 3 RBI, Salvi is now just 30 RBIs away from matching Amos Otis for the third most in franchise history. Pretty impressive stuff from an endlessly impressive big leaguer, Salvador Perez, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Let's go to Dylan in Harrisonville. Dylan, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, you know, we're heading home from Argosy Casino right now. Watched the game while sitting at the blackjack table. Walked up, $200.
My man.
And the bats were hot tonight.
My man.
So we're feeling pretty good out here, man. And I just want to say to that last caller, you can tell Soren Petro that Michael Garcia is not going anywhere. He's a cornerstone of the future. And I just want to thank you for having a great show and keep up the great work, Vern. You have a great night.
Yeah. Hey, listen, first of all, I'm a fan of Petro. I got nothing negative to say about him. I respect his baseball acumen. And I do believe that in a market like this, you always need to answer the phone. Okay, Bobby, no, that's a non-starter. Jack Caglione, a non-starter. Michael Garcia is darn near close to a non-starter because, as Rob pointed out earlier, this is a guy you have under team control next year, the year after that, the year after that, and the year after that. I mean, 4 more years of Michael Garcia following this season. No, a guy that can play shortstop, can hit 300, can play every single day. He's a winner, no doubt about it. And I would, yeah, it would take a ridiculous return to part with a guy like Mike Hell. But I think the bigger point being made by most in the media today is, well, let me just speak for myself. What I believe the message should be is there's a difference between selling and churning, you know? Churning your talent, which is a word you heard John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo use quite a bit at their introductory press conference, or at least J.J.'s introductory press conference. You know, the days of here's our core and these are the guys that are going to we're going to win or lose with every single season. And once they hit free agency, and then we're going to start a new core. It's tough to win like that in a market like this, in a league like this. So you always need to be a la Tampa, Cleveland, even what Kansas City just did with Brady Singer. Sure, you love him. You drafted him. You developed him. But are you going to pay him? Are you going to pay him when he hits free agency? And if not, you got to move him. Are you going to pay Seth Lugo in 2 months? I don't think so. You just paid Michael Wacha. Reagans is back. Wacha's obviously back. Cameron's going to be back next season. Bubic is going to be back next season. I don't think you're going to sign Seth Lugo. So get something for him if you can. If you can get something that helps you in 26 or 27, if you can bring in a lottery ticket at the AA ranks, do it. Chris Bubic, are you going to pay Chris Bubic at the end of next year? Because if not, boy, you might have to move him this offseason. Are you willing to sit down and work out a contract with Michael? You know, maybe a 5-year deal. You buy one of those free agency seasons, keep him until he's 30 and allow him to hit free agency. If you're willing to do that, okay, then yeah, he is a non-starter. Vinny, are you going to pay Vinny? I don't know about that. So you answer the phone when someone calls about Vinny Pasquantino, even though he's a guy that has been putting up all-star numbers since the month of April ended. Vinny tonight, 1-for-4 with a run scored and a double and a walk. Vinny's now batting .313 since the beginning of May, an OPS of .830. Let's go to John in Kansas City. John, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude? What'd you think of the game?
What a great game we played tonight overall. We had our bad spots, but man, overall, I'm so glad we won tonight. I've been rooting for Jack and Salvi, and they just did so good. So I just wanted to say good game, and happy 4th of July, guys.
Hey, right back at you, Johnny. I appreciate it, buddy. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Jack Caglione, 0-for-4. He did score a run, though, as he drew a leadoff walk in the second inning. He would come around to score on Nick Lofton's RBI double. But after that leadoff walk in the second inning, Cags battles in a 9-pitch duel with Mariner starter Emerson Hancock in his second trip to the dish. Cags would ultimately fly out to left field, hit it hard, 101 miles per hour off of the bat. Cags then would line out to center field in the fifth, line out to first base in the seventh, 107 miles per hour off of the bat, and then he would fly out to deep center field in the ninth inning, 101 miles per hour off of the bat. So 0-for-4, but he squared everything up. Cags, despite that fact, is now 1-for-his-last-37. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And, yeah, congratulations to Salvador Perez for passing Alex Gordon on the all-time hits list for the Royals. I know he's got, like, what, 275 more to pass Hal McCray, but if he plays, you know, 2 or 3 more seasons, I believe he can do it. And I just got one more thing. Shout out to Park Hill South native Carter Jensen as he had his first first career multi-home run game, 398 feet in the first one and 442 feet in the second game. I hope that he is going to be in the big leagues by next year if, you know, Salvi decides to retire or if we don't pick up his contract. So I think Salvi's a free agent after this season or restricted. So if he's not available, then Carter Jensen could be a key factor next year. So let's go Royals and let's go beat up on Logan Gilbert tomorrow, Vern. How do you think about that?
Well, I think there's a lot there, Garrett. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, congratulations to Carter Jensen. He now has three hits at the AAA level. All three hits are home runs. Jensen's going to turn 22 in a couple of weeks. As far as him being the opening day catcher next year, I think that might be a little much. If Salvi's not back, I would think Freddie Fermin's going to be the opening day guy next year. Salvi, not necessarily a free agent. The Royals have a $13.5 million team option on the captain next season. If they don't exercise that, I would imagine that they would rework, spread that money out over multiple seasons. Salvi tonight became the fifth player in team history to reach 600 extra base hits and the 16th catcher in baseball history with 600 extra base hits. He's now one shy of Hall of Famer Joe Mauer's career total. After the game, Salvi on the field received the Joel Goldberg treatment.
A big night with some milestones. We'll talk about that in a moment. How about the offense? Not just you, but everybody tonight.
Pretty good. You know, coming tonight to compete and we get the job done today, Joe. So it's pretty good for a great win for the team.
To be able to score early, then to be able to add on to it. Okay, you passed your friend Alex Gordon, sixth all-time for Royals hits and the fifth ever Royal to now have 600 extra base hits. You got your 599th and 600th extra base hits tonight, yeah.
You always surprise me, Joe.
I don't want you to know in advance. I want you to be surprised so you can smile a little bit.
I would say that, you know, so happy, so blessed to be here to do the thing that I like to do, play every day, you know, give everything I have for Kansas City, you know, for the city, for all the fans. So I'm super excited. Hey, the greatest, sorry.
I think that was for Alex. The greatest. When he says the greatest, he's talking about the man that he referred to as Alexander the Greatest. You know, it's one thing to be up there with George Brett. We've talked about that, I think, in Texas. But to be passing your friend, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's,
you know, I feel super, super good today.
What is that? Why Gatorade?
You know, I've been there. One thing, the most important thing, Joe, is about wins, you know, every night. But when you got something like that, it's pretty special, you know.
All right, last thing for you. All the bullpen was great tonight, but I want you to talk about Steven Cruz because that's a big situation. I know Lucas pitched last night and tonight. Really, as Ryan said upstairs, that's the save right there in the eighth inning, and he hasn't had a lot of experience.
When you throw 101 like that, when that caught it, you can do a lot of things in this game. Pretty good for him, but I also saw Serpa, Sharper coming, and Lee, I think two guys on Serpa with nice curva, get a grand ball double play, and Lucas, you know, got Serpa back too, and two Seamer grand ball double play too, so all the bullpen guys doing pretty good job tonight.
All the bullpen guys did a good job, and Lorenzen pitched well, came out maybe a little bit early, but ultimately, it's a great win and a milestone night. Congratulations, go enjoy.
Thank you. Let's go. Let's keep winning, guys.
Salvador Perez picks up a pair of doubles tonight. 22 doubles on the season, tied with Michael Garcia for the fourth most in Major League Baseball, and his 307 career doubles, top 20 in baseball history by a catcher. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Salvi, one of two Royals to have multi-hits. Bobby went 2-for-5. He now has a hit in 21 straight road games. That's one shy of Hal McRae's franchise record set more than 40 years ago. Bobby batting 315 this season away from Kauffman Stadium. Well, you heard Joel and Salvi talk about this bullpen and talk about Michael Lorenzen. We'll hear from tonight's starting pitcher coming up in a moment. Very nice offensive performance tonight from the boys in blue. Now the onus is on them to make it matter. So, Garrett, to your question of do I think the Royals can beat up the tall righty Logan Gilbert coming up tomorrow night? Sure they can. But the evidence, the data that we have over the course of the first 86 games tells us they will not. So it's on them to prove that wrong, to buck the trend, to begin anew. It's on them. I have no reason to believe that they will, other than fandom and track record. I'll be here tomorrow beginning at 7:30 for the On Deck Show. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Fastball punch to the left side. Pass Crawford into left center, a base hit. Wentz in to score. Garcia hustles to third. He beats Rodriguez's throw. An RBI single for Salvador Perez. The Royals add a run in the ninth. It's 6-3.
Salvi was jumpy tonight. First pitch, he ain't sitting around waiting. Ninth inning, he jumps that rookie. First pitch fastball up in the zone. Salvi rips it into left. Bob comes around to score. Royals up 6-3. That would be your final score. Royals even up this four-game series in Seattle. They take game two by a final count of 6-3. Royals this season are now 28-3. When leading after six. Royals jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first. They make it 3-0 by the bottom of the lineup, driving in a pair in the second inning. 3-0 Royals heading to the bottom of the second. That's when Michael Lorenzen gets touched up by Randy Arozarena, his third of the series. Cuts the Royals lead to 2. Salvi drives in a pair in the fifth to extend that lead to get it back to a 4-run lead for the boys in blue. Lorenzen pays for some poor location in the fifth, and 2 Seattle runs come across to score, and just like that, the lead is down to 2 once again. But as you just heard, Salvi drives in that run in the ninth inning, and again, the Royals pick up win number 40 on the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Royals still 6 games below 500. We go to Steven in Kansas City, Kansas. Steven, you're on the postgame show. What's going on, buddy?
No, buddy. Vern, you got to have faith, man. My favorite time for Vern postgame, late night, early morning, howling at the moon. If Red Panda can fall at the WNBA Commissioner's Cup game, to echo a previous caller, then the Royals can have some credible offense tomorrow. The motivation here, according to Jeff Passan, Seth Lugo is going to be gone unless we get some bats. So let's just put that one there right out on the table. The biggest trade expert on ESPN said Seth Lugo may go bye bye. So we're going to get some motive. We're going to light a fire under these guys' rears, hopefully, and get them going here. Now that we're heading into the stretch of the trade deadline. I saw this recent poll. I wanted you to comment on this this recent ballpark poll that the top ballparks in the top five were Yankee Stadium, Chicago Cubs, and Camden Yards. All the great ones: Yankee Stadium and Dodger Stadium. You know who was number 6 on the best ballpark poll of 2025?
Kauffman Stadium.
Exactly. So. Why do you think we have such a great ballpark? And should we build an exact replica of that? Build an exact replica over by the Legends? I don't think we should mess with anything. How in the world are we number 6 in the best ballparks?
Voting? You know, who's voting? It is very pretty. If you're a fan, it's picturesque.
Well, you know, Bert, we sure would have been higher. The poll said we would have been higher if we were better, if the team was better. I'm stunned. All this stuff I hear about us having to replace our ballpark, and now we're one of the top.
I mean, the place is falling apart. Yeah. Steven, I appreciate the phone call. The place is falling apart. Yeah, if you're going there one time, it's gorgeous. No doubt. Yeah, I'm not taking any. It's a beautiful experience, beautiful scene. Man, you can get some of the prettiest sunsets ever at Kauffman Stadium. But if you're working there, if you're there every single day like I am, it's falling apart. To be in a market like this, man, you need to work to attract free agents, to win in the margins when it comes to equipment and technology and recovery and preparation. And yeah, Kauffman Stadium is woefully behind the times. There's just not room for a lot of what this organization could have at its disposal with a new stadium. But listen, you know, whatever. I personally would like for it to stay where it's at. It's a lot shorter drive for me. So selfishly, I like it where it's at. But you know, I just keep going back to something I've always said about the stadium is, when was the last time in this country a billionaire really wanted something and he didn't get it? Come on. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Michael Lorenzen had to say. Lorenzen's final line, 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, no walks and 5 strikeouts. His first run comes against Randy Arozarena. Thankfully, Michael Lorenzen picked off the leadoff base runner. Jorge Polanco reached on an infield single, but then was promptly picked off by Lorenzen. And then just a few pitches later, Randy Arozarena goes bridge. Lorenzen leaves a full count offering in the middle, 94 in the middle, and crushed. 105 miles per hour off of the bat of Arozarena. So that put the Mariners on the board in the second inning. Royals still led 3-1. And then the other 2 runs allowed by Lorenzen, those both came in the fifth. Royals are up 5-1 at this point. Lorenzen comes out for the fifth inning. He's at 71 pitches. First guy that he faces is the left-handed hitting Luke Raley. First pitch fastball, get me over fastball in the middle of the dish. Raley didn't miss it. He smokes it for a leadoff double. And then the eight hitter with 1 out and a man on third, Ben Williamson, comes up and he shoots a hanging slider left into the right-handed hitting Williamson. He shoots that hanging slider to the opposite field, out to right field. Raley comes around to score. Williamson replaces him at second base. So, man once again in scoring position with 1 out. Royals lead 5-2. Lorenzen would get Cole Young to fly out. So, 2 outs, man on second. Royals lead by 3. J.P. Crawford gets a slider that is very elevated. I mean, it's almost on a tee. And he waits back on it and kind of just fights it over the shortstop's head into shallow left field. Williamson comes around to score, 5-3 Royals, and that deficit is down to 2. Q goes to the bullpen, calls in John Schreiber, and a very nice running catch by Jack Caglione in right field ends the threat as Schreiber gets the out. So that's Michael Lorenzen's day. Let's hear what he had to say about it afterward on FanDuel Sports Network.
It felt good. We got the win, so I'm more focused on that than anything. Obviously, like to not, you know, fall apart there in the fifth, but we got the win, so I'm just going to focus on that part of it.
I know it's been said, asked a million times in here, but what does Salvi mean to this team?
Yeah, I mean, he means a lot. He's been here for, you know, this has been his team his entire career, and you know, he takes a leadership role in here, and, you know, we follow, and, yeah, he means everything.
He made some team history tonight. He passed Alex Gordon. Yeah,
it's pretty awesome. You know, those guys came up together, I feel like, and, you know, for the history that they've both made in this organization and in Major League Baseball is pretty impressive. You know, they both love the game, you can tell, and so that's, you know, those are my type of favorite baseball play. Guys who love the game. There's guys who play and you can tell, you know, don't really enjoy the game as much. But, you know, those guys are gamers and they love baseball. And it's always been fun to watch, you know, Alex Gordon play the way he did and be able to play with Salvi now.
Skip was the bullpen tonight just with, you know, picking you up after a solid outing.
Yeah, it's huge. you know, we rely on our bullpen a lot, and they do that a lot for us. And, you know, I like I said, I like to give them more length, and, you know, but they didn't need it. They came in, and they Shriver did a good job, you know, getting that third out that I couldn't get. And then I feel like everyone kind of picked each other up after that. Yeah.
There you go. That's Michael Lorenzen. Again, audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Let me take a look at the text line. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. From the 816, Josh in Kansas City writes in, "Hey, Vern, how many times have we said, let's remember this night in case it changes the trajectory of the season? Vern, it hasn't worked. I'm afraid the boys are forever what they have been, and that's simply not good." Signed, Josh in Kansas City. Josh, I hate to read it, but I can't argue against it. You're right. Until this team shows us that tonight was anything more than an outlier, an aberration, an anomaly. Until they show consistency, and that's including Salvi and Bobby and Indy and Vinny. Until we see that consistency, texts like that from you, Josh, I think are very fair. But I'll be back here tomorrow night. I think you will too. Seeing if the boys can get to Logan Gilbert. Seeing if the boys can put up some runs on a consistent basis. Spike in St. Joe writes in. He was one of the 22,000 in the building. "Disappointed our boys got beat last night when we were there watching them, but I love tonight's game. Let's get another win tomorrow and see if Jack can turn it on and start a rally tomorrow." Great job. Signed, Spike in St. Joe. Yeah, Cags does score a run in this, his 25th big league game. Couple more from the text line. Will in the 660. "Vern, we need a Yordano Ventura. He was the fire that this ball club is missing, the chip on the shoulder we need right now." Yeah, see, I think they need that from an everyday player. But what they need even more than that fire that Yordano brought, because let's remember, the fire at times burned a little too hot to where it was at the detriment of his team and ultimately himself. Yordano was in a pretty bad cycle there at the end where he would pitch poorly, get embarrassed, do something silly to make up for it, feel bad about it, apologize to his teammates, come out and pitch well, pitch poorly, feel bad about it, do something silly. I mean, it was just a vicious cycle. Now, you know, before his passing, you heard, man, he's in the best shape ever. He's about to have his breakout season, so it's still heartbreaking whenever you think about the young man. But I think they need that from a position player. And again, what they need even more than that is a position player that is hitting consistently enough to where they can bring that fire on a daily basis. And we got too many guys running into outs on the base paths, too many guys taking offers, too many guys have with an OPS below league average. And you can bring all the fire you want. If you're rolling into 6-4-3 double plays and running into outs on the base paths, your fire is going to look a little ridiculous. So, Will, I'm with you. I would love to see a true energy giver, a true red ass on this team, but nobody's hitting well enough to be a red ass. If you're hitting poorly and bringing that kind of an attitude, you're just a jerk. You're just a loser. Rally Mantis is marveled at the biceps of Michael Lorenzen. Yeah, I think we all are. I appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully you're back tomorrow as the pride of St. Joe, Noah Cameron, on the bump for Game 3 in Seattle. Royals, Mariners, two more to go in this series. 11 more to go before the All-Star break. 23 games to go before the trade deadline. Royals are 6 games below 500. It's not worth updating you on the wild card race or really anything as it pertains to October. Not until you get back to 500. We'll do it then. Thanks to Nathan Williams for the help back at the studio. I appreciate y'all listening and writing in. We'll do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your, what even day is it? I guess it's now Wednesday, right? Whatever. I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.